Hey, Mossy.
Morning, guys.
Good to see you, mate. Ninkovic, he's announced that he's signed again. Marquee signing. Beautiful.
Correct. And look, it's a real statement of intent from Sydney FC. I think when a player of that quality recommits, when he no doubt had bigger money offers to go elsewhere in the Middle East and Asia and places like that, it's a real sign that Sydney FC are a chance of really building something special here.
Yeah.
When a player like that commits, as you two will know, the other ones around them, if there's any doubts about going somewhere else, it really sways them to stay where they are. And it's a special time to be at Sydney FC, there's no doubt.
You know, when he was at Dynamo Kiev, who really, really big club, was he a regular member of the Elite 11?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. He played against Australia for Serbia in the World Cup. Oh. So, look.
He's a good player, isn't he?
Yeah, Graham Arnold had a stack of CVs on his desk, and this one stood out by a monkey mile. So he knew what he was getting in this guy.
Yeah, and he spoke well yesterday, and you see that harbour in the background, and his family's happy, the partner's happy, and you...
And I have to say this, TK, I've seen him behind the scenes at training, and I popped in the dressing room the other night. The guy is a champion bloke.
Good.
And put that together with his ability, and you've got a fantastic package there. Beautiful family as well. So, that's great news for Sydney FC. Okay.
Bernie Abini, mate, he's off.
Yeah, look, this is it's not great news for Sydney, of course, but I think
I
for
like
Bernie,
him.
And I've known Bernie a long time, and he was coming back from a career-threatening injury with this broken leg from Club Brugge. He was on loan to Sydney FC. I don't think any other medical staff and coaching staff could have rebuilt him the way Sydney FC did, because they knew him inside and out, Graham Arnold, Andrew Clark, and the physios there, because Clarkie obviously had him at the Mariners as well. And you know, he's just come a cropper with this hamstring injury, which is about a 10 to 12 week injury. So it's worse than first thought. And he's going from being on loan to Sydney to, I believe, the Vancouver Whitecaps are going to buy him. And Club Brugge have cashed in and taken the money. But I don't think that's a good move for Bernie. I think he needed to get back in the A-League at Sydney FC to being a 90-minute player again and then make the move. But there's other forces at play. So watch this space to see how he goes.
I would imagine Graham would want him.
Yeah, there's no doubt that Arnie wanted to keep him.
Right.
Yeah. But having said that, it wasn't Sydney FC's decision, because he's a Club Brugge player.
Oh, right.
So he was on loan to Sydney FC.
Funny how that works, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. But I just, for Bernie himself, I don't think that's a good move.
You know, people talk about the madcap rugby league world, how we trade players. But, I mean, you can be contracted to one club and they just give you away to another club.
Absolutely.
I don't think you get much of a say in it, do you?
No, that's right. I mean, you've still got to agree to the terms and things like that, but... Yeah, there's forces at play, there's no doubt.
Ernie Merrick, mate, we mentioned it yesterday. Will he settle the Jets quickly?
I think he will, and as we said yesterday, he's been our pick for, or my pick, I don't want to put words in your mouths, guys, but for that job from day one. I just think they needed that stability and that experience. They've already signed Roy O'Donovan from the Mariners, Daniel Georgievsky from Melbourne Victory, who got the Joe Marsden medal on the weekend in the grand final. So they're two good signings, but Ernie will know what's required to stabilise that club. And as I said yesterday, they haven't touched the finals for seven seasons. So it's a big job, but I really do think Ernie is the right man for it.
I can give him some advice. Good players.
Of course. But for that, you have to have the backing of the owner, who's going to reach into his pocket.
Well, he's got money. It's a matter of whether how much he wants to spend.
Yeah, correct. And speaking of good players, Tarek Elrich came out last night before the Adelaide ACL game. Now, Tarek is one of the stars down at Adelaide. He's out with an ACL at the moment. And he has really questioned the club. It looks as though Galekovic will go. It looks as though Karuska will go. He's really put the pressure on the owner down there, the chairman, Greg Griffin, to make sure there's quality recruitment. He's asked the club to keep those two. And this is it's kind of an original interview with a player.
Yeah.
Usually you don't hear players talking out like that against their club, but he said, I fear we're going to have the same season next season as we've had this season.
Right. Yeah.
If they don't get the recruitment right and they don't do it early enough.
All right, let's look at the ACL.
Yeah, last night, Adelaide going down 1-0 to Jiangsu Suning, 81st minute goal against them. It was such a dominant performance against a very understrength Jiangsu, but they still got the job done. It was disappointing for Adelaide, but Jeju beat Gamba 2-0. So the result, in effect, was nullified by that. Adelaide weren't going to get through.
Juve dominated Monaco from the first leg and then won 2-1 the second leg, mate. And it's on again tomorrow morning. Who do you like?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Real Madrid over Atletico Madrid. I think the lack of travel, it's a Madrid derby. I think they'll get the points there. And Juve qualified 4-1 on aggregate. They've got the title decider in the Serie A this weekend against Roma, Monday morning our time. So they can
tip.
Qualify. Oh, I'm going to tip Juve there to get
yeah, they're
through
going pretty well,
and
aren't
win
they?
It. So yeah. if they qualify for the Champions League final, win the Serie A in the space of a few days, and they can sit back and really focus on the final in Cardiff in June.
There you go.
Okay.
Well done.
Got on 10, I think.
All right.
Good on you, Mossy. Thanks, guys.
Brilliant stuff.